This is Jeremy Scheip, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs Today. I'm joined by Delaney Rogers and Gracie Neth. They are hometown interns this summer with the Arnold Community Foundation Fund. Thanks for joining me, you two.
Hi. Yes. Thank you.
We're going to be talking with these two about an event that's coming up this Sunday called Be a Game Changer. This is in conjunction with the Custer County Foundation's Give for Custer County Matching Fund campaign for area nonprofits. But before we get into the details, Gracie and Delaney, tell us a little bit about yourselves and what your role is as an intern in Arnold this summer.
My name is Delaney Rogers. I am the daughter of TK and Chrissy Rogers, and this summer we are just working with the Community Foundation and I'm working on kind of bringing back some old fun activities that the alumni did. So I've worked a lot with our Arnold High School alumni.
My name is Gracie Neth. I'm the daughter of Kevin and Jamie Neth, and I've also been working a lot on the Gifford Custer County fundraiser, but I've also have worked on hosting a raffle for our library to raise money for them, and that's mainly what I've been doing.
Great. Have you been busy so far? That's probably a silly question, but I think you stay pretty busy with this program, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk about this upcoming Sunday. How did this idea come to be? Was this something that everyone put their head together on, or did it just kind of pop up when you were in passing, or who came up with it?
So we went to Norfolk for the kind of the start of the hometown interns, and one of the activities that we got to do up in Norfolk was a
Tabletop escape room.
Yep, a tabletop escape room, and it was a lot of fun, and that kind of got the game, the ball rolling on activity we can do in Arnold to be able to fundraise like this. And so with an escape room, we thought that would be good for kind of middle-aged and anywhere from teenagers to middle-aged people. And then we thought trivia would be fun as well with kind of that same age group or anybody for that matter. And then a puzzles activity as well, just for everything is just kind of family fun and able to be done by everybody. So that's kind of where the ideas came from. And then, yeah, we got together with the four entities that are fundraising this summer. And we wanted to do one big fundraiser instead of four little ones. And we thought everybody just kind of added to it. And now we have Be a Game Changer. So
great. Well, it's a meal and a competitive team event. We'll kind of get into the details of it, but just kind of give an overall idea for what people can expect and walk us through the evening this upcoming Sunday.
So it starts with a free will donation meal of hot dogs and grapes and brownies and chips. And then after that, there will be three 50-minute rounds of each event. So you can go do trivia or puzzles or the escape rooms. And if you want to do all three, we can schedule you in so you can go from event to event to event or just one.
Great. Well, I'm kind of interested in particular in this Arnold pictorial puzzle. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, or is it kind of a secret that people have to find out if they sign up? Because I guess I'm not super familiar with it. How does that work?
So our coworker, our co-intern, Bryn Schwartz, came up with the design for the puzzle, and then she went through a company and bought 10 of the same puzzles, so we'll have 10 tables going at once. And they are pictures of Arnold. The puzzle is multiple pictures of Arnold throughout the years. And then with that, so they just, I think it's a 250-piece puzzle, and they, you get an hour, or I think it's 45 minutes. You get 45 minutes to do the puzzle, and then whoever has the least amount of puzzle pieces left, not placed together, then they win. And that is kind of how we're doing it.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And I'm sure there's some really cool pictures on there that people will be working toward as well. So awesome.
Very cool
idea.
Picture, yeah.
Great. Well, six-person teams are what you're searching for. It's probably a good idea for people to sign up early rather than on that night. So talk about the registration and how people can do that.
On the Arnold Community Foundation Facebook, there is a QR code, or there is Bryn Schwartz's phone number. So you can either sign up through the QR code or text Bryn at 308-636-6440 to get on our registration, I guess.
Okay, great. And of course, you talked about the free will donation meal. I'm assuming that people can come to that free will donation meal even if they didn't find themselves on a team, or if they want to donate and help in that way, right?
Yes, absolutely. Everyone is invited to the meal to just come down and have a good time.
Great. Well, let's talk about the help that this event can do. You've got the registration, $100 per six-person team, or they can enter for each event, or you can enter all three and pay $275 for your six-person team. The thing that everyone needs to remember is whether you're donating for the meal or the games, is that all of this money is being put together to do some good for your community. Talk about your aim and the projects that this is being aimed toward helping.
So we have four organizations that we're trying to raise money for. The first one is our cemetery in Arnold. They want to put new roads in the cemetery because the old ones are just very worn down and not nice. We're also raising money for our library, the Finch Memorial Library. They want to renovate the basement to continue to make it a nice space for people to gather. We also have the Arnold Area Historical Society, or the Arnold Museum, and they're trying to raise money to get windows and doors for the museum they're putting together. And then finally, the Riverview Garage Project. We have these apartments downtown that they would like to build some nice multi-bay garages for, to keep people's cars safe during like storms and just have a nice place to park it. And so thankfully we have a really great community foundation in town, and so they will match all the money that's being donated, up to half of each entity's goal. So if someone donates $5, it's like they're donating $10 to each of these great projects that will really help build Arnold up and continue to make it a wonderful place to live.
Great. So you've got kind of a, by people supporting this, you've got the help of the Arnold Community Foundation Fund, and then you've got the Give for Custer County side of things as well. So this is a really good opportunity for people to support all four of those things you mentioned.
Yes.
Okay, great. Is there anything I didn't ask you about that you wanted people to know about this Sunday, besides the obvious in getting registered and going out to have a good time? Is there anything I missed?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, best of luck to both of you throughout your internship. And it's a great event. And I know it'll be a great time for everyone who attends. So thanks for taking the time to talk about it. And we'll wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right. That was Gracie Neth and Delaney Rogers speaking to us about Be a Game Changer. It's a meal and competitive team event coming up this Sunday in Arnold.